Today FM, and we welcome Brenna Baker in here, East Kootenai Foundation for Health. How are you?
I'm doing really great, thanks.
Yeah, nice to catch up. All this fundraising, it never stops, I know that.
No, we've had a really, even with COVID, it's been a phenomenal year, so we just keep plugging along.
Last time we saw you was when Colton ran in from Sparwood.
Yes, yeah, Calvin. He's actually doing he's doing another fundraiser, so watch for details because we're going to be looking for teams for that. He's putting a challenge out to all of the East Kootenai, and the proceeds will go for Foundry. So he's just working on details, but it's going to consist of teams and be lots of fun, so we'll have that soon.
Oh, okay, very good. You're getting involved in tying in anti-bullying with East Kootenai Foundation for Health? Is that how we're doing it?
Yes. So for Anti-Bullying Day, which is February 24th, Sidekick Stickers has stepped up again to provide the pink shirts, and all the funds from that will go towards Foundry. So we just wanted to put a shout out to Jason and Sidekick, his team there, for this great initiative that they run every year. And we're really hoping to paint the communities pink this year, and hopefully everyone will get on board and get pink t-shirts for February 24th.
Well, what's the easiest way to get them then?
The best way actually is to go online to sidekickstickers.com/pink shirts, and you can order directly right there, and they will ship them. If you're out of town in the other East Kootenai communities, I will be doing deliveries to one location within those communities at a later date.
When you can, yeah. So this is like most projects with the East Kootenai Foundation for Health. This is regional. This is not just here you're talking
about. Yeah, this is regional. So we're really hoping the other communities, not just Cranbrook, Kimberley, but everybody gets on board and orders these shirts, because all of the proceeds go to Foundry. And right now we still have the matching funds available, up to $100,000 matching funds. We're close to meeting it, so this these t-shirts will go towards that as well.
The 24th is a Wednesday, so it's exactly 3 weeks today.
Yes, three weeks.
Just checking that. Okay.
So, yes.
Okay, get them, have them ready for February the 24th, and then wear them that day. Okay.
Yes.
Any other fundraisers going on?
There's lots of third party going on, or people are working on it. I'm actually working with the Tanaha Kinbasket and the youth advisory team for Foundry, and we're going to be having an auction. So watch for these amazing youth. They're going to be coming around. We're going to do an online auction. It looks like it'll probably run in April, and we're hoping for that auction, we're hoping to raise $50,000 minimum, so there's going to be some amazing items. So
how has business been for you in the office at East Kootenai Foundation for Health? Is it like everybody else, you're doing a lot of Zoom conferences? Is that the way you're doing business, Brenna?
It's a lot of Zoom meetings, so I can't wait till the world gets back where you can meet face to face with people. But yeah, it's been good. It's definitely different. We're not in the hospital that much. We're all kind of working remotely, and but it's working, and people, I just can't say enough about our communities in the East Kootenai, because everybody just continually steps up to the plate, and we're able to do these big fundraisers like Foundry. We're raising the $1.4 million, and we're close to the $500,000 mark already, so that's with like 3 months of fundraising, so it's pretty phenomenal.
Excellent. Thank you. Anti-bullying, one more time, then go right to the source to get them, right?
Yes, if they can go right to sidekickstickers.com, and there is a link on there. You can order online and they will get your shirts to you.
Okay, good. Thank you. Who do you like? Tampa Bay this weekend for the Super Bowl, or Nardi Kansas City?
I'm not sure.
No, I'm just bugging you. How's fly fishing going anyway?
My friend Mandy got out and she caught 3 fish on Monday on the Kootenai, so I need to get out there. It's hard when I'm trying to work though, and fly fish doesn't go together.
No, for sure. Thank you. Nice to talk with you too.
Thanks, Dennis.
Yeah, Brenna In from East Kootenai Foundation for Health again. Stand up to bullying in your community. Anti-bullying shirts out there now, and we'll do that officially on February 24th.